Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 26th of September, 2016. The title, There Are Only Two Requirements for a Successful Career, with an asterisk at the end of that. And I start off with the asterisk. All else being equal, and if you always behave in a legal, moral, and ethical manner, and you understand the invoice printer is the most important machine in any enterprise. These are a given, and you should already know them by now if you've been following me for any length of time. After 46 and one-half years of observing modern business life, it does indeed boil down to two things, at least in a large corporation. The first one is to make your boss look good. Your job is to make your boss look good. Easy to say, hard to do. For in order to make your boss look good, you must understand the mandates under which your boss is operating. What are the objectives from on high your boss is charged with executing? What are the constraints on your boss's authority? What are her budget constraints? What timeline has been given to her? Once you know the answers to these questions, you can make your plans.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
It may be hard to get answers to these questions, for your boss may not know them or not be allowed to openly share them. This makes talking to your boss important. We'll start with the second one. Maybe your boss is not allowed to share the answers. Why would this occur? Because perhaps the mandate to your boss is to operate her area until, say, next March, when it will be shut down. As for the first one, your boss just may be too dumb to have figured out the questions, let alone the answers. The solution to these problems for you is to figuratively peer around your boss and see if you can determine what is going on from on high. If you are in a large corporation, read everything you can get your hands on. Talk to people, politely but circumspectly. Ask questions but listen more than you talk. Try to figure out the tea leaves. Decades ago, when I worked in that little old soap company in Cincinnati, I was clueless. This was before almost any computerization of any work in the engineering department. At the point where I would have been 10 years into my career, and I left at about 5, vast swaths of the engineering department were decimated. Looking back on this, I did not see it coming, and I was just fortunate I got out way ahead of this. But there was one manager about 10 years older than me which did see it coming. He had an inside track to the headquarters staff. He kept talking about a senior vice president who thought the engineering department was bloated and expensive. There were other clues, too. In the engineering department, there was a near constant training going on about how to manage people for more efficient work. However, the biggest clue of all was that the boss of this engineering department, over 2,000 people, held the title of manager of engineering. He wasn't even a vice president, despite having a department that employed about 7% of the people in the company worldwide. Further, he reported to a vice president, not even a senior vice president. When CAD, that is computer-aided design, came along, the bloodletting was wide and deep. So figure out your boss's mandate and make them look good, even if her mandate is to put you out of a job. Which leads to the second item.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how plus our know-how will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The second item is, don't do anything you would not put on your resume. Your resume is your ticket to your next job. Unless you are in a pool of less than about 2% of all people ever employed, you will want and sometimes need a next job. Yeah, I know you just got out of school and you are all starry-eyed about your current employer, but trust me, there will be a day when you want a divorce. Further, you don't know who is going to initiate that divorce. In matrimony, an old-fashioned word to you youngsters, the idea is to keep the body and brain buffed and ready for action. Hopefully, you are keeping all ship-shape for life with your current partner. When I meet young couples today, I frankly quiz them on the status of their marriage. One of my goals these days is to watch young marriages become old marriages. But again, you have to be prepared because the things happen. In business, the equivalent is to keep your resume up to date. Although almost no one follows my advice, I think you should update your resume at least quarterly until you're about 40. Helps keep you centered while you are getting your, quote, sea legs, end quotes, for this journey upon which you have embarked. So to the subtitle, why are you doing tasks, and by task I mean major task, that you would not put on your resume? In other words, don't take your eye off the goal. A better way to center yourself in your early years is to make a pro forma resume that you would like to be yours at about age 55, the time when you'd be considered most desirable as a senior executive. Do it now. How? Ask senior executives or mentors what such a resume would look like. Then build your own. Now you can check what you're doing as you go along against your pro forma resume. What to do if you're off track? Devise a plan to get back on track. Caution. Do not talk to your boss about assignments being off track except in the vaguest of terms. Such talk could get you a sooner than planned opportunity to use your buffed new resume. In the end, I would like to tell you it's more complicated than this, and there is certainly minutia that can be complicated. Yet the big picture distills to the two items I have given you here, along with the given caveats at the top of this column. So what do you think? Am I right or all wet? Take our quiz online this week to let us know. For safety this week, a poor safety record can torpedo a career as fast as being caught with your boss's spouse. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.